DJW, mobile.
For DJW, this is Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie.
OBC, W4DJW. Name's Dave here. How you doing?
My name's John. I was hoping maybe you'd be able to give me a signal check.
Full scale, full quieting. It's like you're sitting in the seat beside me.
Good to hear. I'm actually operating kind of a weird mobile setup that I just am testing in my backyard. I've got a battery pack powering a mobile radio with a flagpole and a decent antenna up on top of it, on top of a speaker stand.
Is that a vertical antenna that you're talking about?
Sir, it's a Comet dual bander, and I got the radio on low power because I'm running off a battery pack, so good to hear that that's working loud and clear.
Relative to Caesar's Head.
I'm on Greenville, right at the edge of Taylor's.
So it is between Taylor's and Greer, or the edge that is between Taylor's and Greenville?
Edge between Taylor's and downtown Greenville.
Oh, wow. You're doing remarkably well because you're in the shadow of Paris Mountain over there, and you're getting in very, very good. You must be on a high spot or something.
Ways down from the, I guess, the top of the hill that is Haywood Mountain, and then I've got, this is a 25-foot flagpole with the vertical on top of it, so it's a decent way up there in the air, I guess.
Okay, that explains it. I was wondering if it was down there close to the ground, you'd be doing most excellent. We had a field day over in that area one time. It was to the east of Bob Jones, and we had a really tough time using the repeater at that field day. We probably won't ever have another field day over there again, but you're doing remarkably well for where you are.
Up the hill a little bit from there, so that's good to hear. Normally I've got a homemade antenna in my attic, and that does seem to hit the repeater pretty well, but this has got to be a good, I don't know, 10 feet above that, I guess.
Okay, call. You been a ham long?
I would say about, I don't even know, 3-4 years now.
Okay, have you been around this area, or have you, did you get your license in this area?
Took my test over there at the Red Cross, and I'm on the net every now and then. I usually just check in and out, but I guess a good number of my activities, I've been supporting some of these rallies that they do, so that's actually what I've got this mobile test set up for.
Is that bike rallies or walking rallies? What kind of rallies?
Through the woods. There's a big one in Shiraw called the Sandblast Rally, and next weekend is the Bristol Forest Rally outside of Bristol, Tennessee, so I'm signed up to go to that event.
Well, that's pretty cool. I haven't heard of people doing that. You learn something new every day. I've been doing this for almost 20 years, and I'm just hearing about doing it for car rallies. That's cool.
It's a pretty fun time. I go to a lot of car races just for fun, and then I guess a buddy of mine told me about these rallies, and he'd been working as a corner worker, and I saw they needed hams, so I signed up to do that, and usually you get a decent spot because you're either at the start or the finish of a stage, and you get to play with the equipment, radios, know everything that's going on, so it's a pretty fun thing to do.
Something you can take with you, like, and park the car's front tire over the flagpole, over a plate that's on the flagpole, so you can get that altitude when you're at the event, or is that a permanent flagpole?
For OBC for identification. Yeah, it's, so I've got it on a tripod right now, which is like for a PA speaker, that kind of thing. So I think I should be able to set that up, maybe add a little bit of weight, like some sandbags, and then the flagpole's aluminum, so it's fairly light, and I just have it resting on top with some foam to sort of support the difference in diameter between the poles, and it seems at least sturdy enough for a temporary setup, I think.
You have a very good solution, a good working portable solution that you can take with you. I'm going to have to let you go, though. I'm about to back it in the driveway. I got a pressure relief valve on a water heater that I've got to replace. Notice that while I was cutting grass today, the water dripping out of the side of the house was hot. That's no good. That's money going down the drain. So I just got me another valve. I got to go into the house and replace that. But anyway, it's good to meet you. And you did a good job on your portable setup. Now, I hope you have lots of luck when you go to the next rally. KO4OBCW4DJW.
For OBC, it was good talking to you, Dave. I'll be clear after your final, 7-3.
Get that right, KN4OBC. good to talk to you. Hope to talk to you again, and hope to catch you on the net. 74DJW, clear.
4DPA mobile.
Did you win?
We won the first set and started the second set, so didn't get to finish. We were down one game to two, so but that's how we started. Well, actually, we were down 3-0. The first set, and we came back and won 7-5. So I think we would have beat them the second set, but we ran out of time.
Well, congratulations for the win that you got. I got to go under the house before it gets dark and get that pressure relief valve replaced. KB4CVA, W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
Same thing happened to the house up in North Cliff when I lived up there in Traverse Rest. That water heater bit the dust, but tried to. Anyway, you be careful, and we'll talk to you later. W4DJW, KB4CVA.